Our first storyteller, he's a widely published freelance writer. His novel, Medical Necessity, has a 4.5 star rating at Amazon.com. He lives in Cedar Ridge with his wife, who, on most days, he says, loves him more than her horse. So please welcome John Mitchell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John Mitchell, and to be exact, my name is John W. Mitchell, and the reason I tell you that will become apparent shortly. In the early 2000s, around 2007, I was on the TSA no-fly list for about 18 months, which means every time I showed up at the airport, I got treated like a suspicious character. And this started when I showed up for a flight one day. I went to the automatic kiosk to get my boarding passes, and I got a message that I needed to go see the ticket agent. So I went to that, you know, that long line in front of all the airport counters when you get to the airport? So I got in that line for about 10, 12 minutes. It seemed like a lot longer, and it was finally my turn. I went up to the ticket agent, explained to her why I was there. She was, you know, a very pleasant young woman. Took my ID, did a couple keystrokes, and then her whole demeanor changed. Her eyes got real big. She looked down at the screen. She looked at me. She looked down at the screen. She looked at me, and then she took my ID, and she walked down the desk and disappeared in the back room without saying anything to me. So I waited for her probably for about 5 minutes. It seemed like a lot longer. And she finally came back with a very, you know, determined stride. And she said to me, "Sir, you are on the no-fly list, the TSA no-fly list." And I said, "Ma'am," I said, "I am not on the TSA no-fly list. Somebody with the same name is on the TSA no-fly list. And my name, as I mentioned, is John W. Mitchell. My middle name is Willis. It's a family name. But over the years, I have gotten the wrong mail for John William Mitchell many times. I've gotten invitations to parties. I've gotten holiday cards. I've gotten credit card solicitations, all to the wrong John W. Mitchell. And once I even had the title of a car I had paid off mailed to another John W. Mitchell who belonged to the same credit union as I did. So I explained all this to her. She didn't really seem to be too interested in hearing it. She picked up the phone and called TSA, and then we got put on hold for 5 minutes. And it seemed like a lot longer. And now I was starting to worry I was going to miss my flight. So finally, they come on, and I hear her say, "Well, give me a visual on this guy." And she goes, "Oh, no, this isn't the John W. Mitchell you're looking for." So she hangs up and prints off my boarding passes, and I ask her, I said, "Well, so what's the visual?" She goes, "I can't tell you that." And so I did catch my flight. I did get on board just barely before they closed the doors of the aircraft. So this became my life every time I wanted to fly for about the next 18 months. And if my wife was with me, she had to go through it as well. So sometimes I would, you know, I would get to the ticket desk, and they would send me over to the customer service desk, which was never near my gate. And then they'd say, "No, we can't help you. You got to go back to the ticket desk." And this happened a couple times, so now I had to add an extra hour to my arrival time at the airport to allow for this drill. Now, at the time, I could have submitted my birth certificate, a certified copy of my birth certificate, and ID, and gotten some extra security background done, and I would have been given, you know, some documentation that I was not the John W. Mitchell on the no-fly list. But I was born in England. My mom's English. My father was in the military. And my birth certificate looks like something maybe the royal family would get when they're born. And in England, you get this kind of four-fold. It's about this long, and it's, you know, it's very ornate, it's all handwritten, and I figured if I submitted that, I was just asking for more bureaucratic hassle. So I just decided this is what I was going to have to do when I flew. And so about halfway through this, probably around the beginning of 2000, and actually I think this started in 2002, so this would be the beginning of 2003, I had my license renewed. And when I was on a business trip, at that time I was flying about 6 or 8 times a year. I was a hospital administrator. And I was getting ready to come back to the airport, and I looked at my license that I had just had renewed, and they had put the wrong middle name down on my license. It wasn't Willis, it was William. So now I was officially John William Mitchell, the terrorist. And so I was really worried about this when I came back to the airport, but, you know, they always assumed I was John William Mitchell anyway, So nobody even noticed a discrepancy on the, you know, on the flight manifest or anything. So I got back. So when I landed in Seattle, Washington, where I was working at a 90-bed hospital over on the coast of Washington at the time, in this kind of little hard luck timber and fishing town. And our DMV was located in the local mall, and this is the saddest mall you have ever seen. It was built, you know, a long time ago on fill land, and to keep the floor from sinking, because it was fill land, they put all these pilings under it. But the floor sank anyway. So the floor in this mall was kind of like this. And, you know, it was really sad. One of the anchor stores was closed. Half the other stores were closed. So all this to say, there was never anybody there. Well, when I got there that day to go to the DMV, the parking lot was packed. And I'd never seen it like this. So I went to the DMV, and I was nervous about this, because now I had to try to explain to them why, you know, I had just noticed they put the wrong middle name down. And if they did a background check, they're probably going to find out I was on the terrorist list. So I got up to the counter and I asked the young woman who was the clerk at the DMV, I said, what's going on? She goes, Tom Cruise is here. And the reason Tom Cruise was in this little town was Walmart had had a nationwide contest to promote a Mission Impossible movie, and somebody locally had won it. And so part of the contest was he would make an appearance in your community. And this woman, this clerk, was a real fan. And so she explained to me how she had combined her lunch hour and her breaks, and she was going to get off early, and she's going to go get Tom Cruise's autograph. And I was the last person she had to wait on that day. And let me tell you, she barely listened to what I had to say. She just printed that license out just as fast as she could. So I felt like I finally got lucky there, and I got my license squared away. So the next flight I was on after that, I was standing at the, you know, the ticket counter doing the usual drill, waiting for them to call TSA and being on hold. And this pilot walked up next to me, at the ticket agent next to me. And I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I gather he had some sort of problem with his ID. And I saw the ticket agent look up, look at the wings on his chest, not even look at his face. And she said, oh, okay, no problem. And she printed something off and gave it to him, and he went on his way. And I thought to myself, I've got a shirt with wings on it. Because when I was working down in Pueblo, I helped put in the Flight for Life base in southern Colorado. And, you know, I did stuff like, you know, get them an office and get them fuel. And in appreciation, the crew gave me a Flight for Life shirt. And I'd never even worn it. It was hanging in my closet. So the next time I flew, I wore it. And when I got up to the ticket desk, it worked. I said, hey, someone with my name is, you know, on the no-fly list, and you got to call TSA. And I see her look up. She looks at the wings. It says Flight for Life on it, Colorado. And she goes, oh, no problem. And she prints off my boarding passes. Does that make you feel safe? So I got on the plane really congratulating myself about this. And as I sat down, and a flight attendant came up from behind me down the aisle, and she leaned over, and she put her hand on my shoulder, and very quietly she says, we're always so glad when you guys fly with us. And then I hear another flight attendant say to somebody, he's a pilot. And so for a split second, I thought about correcting it. You know, I'm just the guy that gets the fuel. But then I thought, well, what if I tell her that and then I get pulled off the plane, you know, by TSA? So I just smiled and nodded and tried to act humble. And but that whole flight, I was worried about an announcement that went like this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having an emergency. Is there a pilot on board? But fortunately, that didn't happen. But I will say that, you know, even though it was a little bit deceitful, I wore that shirt the next few times I flew. I figured, you know, I was being treated unfairly and unjustly, and if I could have an advantage by wearing that shirt, I was going to do it. So a couple flights later, I was on a business trip, and I was headed back to the airport. And I was in the cab, and I picked up a copy of the complimentary USA Today that a lot of times is at the desks of hotels. And so I opened it up in the cab on the way to the airport, and there on the front page was a story about the inefficiency of the TSA terror watch list, the no-fly list. And, you know, the story went through, and it talked about an 85-year-old man and a 4-year-old boy who had just been put through the ringer and been hassled, even worse than I had been hassled. And both their names were John W. Mitchell. So when I got to the airport, I had a premonition. I went up to the automatic check-in put my ID in, and I heard one of the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard, and that was the sound of my boarding passes being printed. And since that day, I never had another problem flying. So what I learned from all this is, you know, the cosmos will pitch you some unexpected circumstances sometimes, and even though it's unfair and unjust, you just have to be patient and wait it out. But it also doesn't, you know, it helps to have USA Today on your side, and it also doesn't hurt if Tom Cruise comes to your rescue. Thank you very much.